This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Leroy has an ally. His name is Terry Bradshaw. Now, one thing we know about Leroy Horde is... he hates Aaron Rodgers.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
Let's be clear. You don't have to put words in my mouth. I'll tell you exactly what I hate. I hate all the dude's antics. All his antics aren't conducive to being a leader of a football team. You can put whatever twist you want on that. You can say, I don't like Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Okay? But all of his other antics aren't good to be plugged into a place and try to lead a team. It's not.
Well, Terry Bradshaw was on 103.7 The Buzz's Morning Mayhem show. That's in Arkansas, by the way. An Arkansas sports radio show. That's good.
Ah.
This is what Terry Bradshaw had to say on the possibility of Aaron Rodgers joining his beloved Pittsburgh Steelers.
Think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback. That's a joke. He shouldn't. That is, this to me is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California. Go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
Wow.
That was an assassination character right there.
I met him, Mr. Bradshaw.
It's not being frosty, right? What the man said was 100% accurate.
No, he said that when he went over to Aaron Rodgers and started snowing. He's saying Aaron Rodgers was frosty towards him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to have a problem with anybody who says anything negative about how he's going about what he wants to do.
Did he tell him to chew bark?
He did. He did mention that.
Whisper to the gods.
Go to California and chew bark. Okay.
I think he will. He probably has chewed bark and whispered.
I mean,
think about
the story
with his
franchise.
Boy, Jordan Poyer.
Oh, God.
Think about the story franchise of the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
How they've gone about their business for decades, right? For the Pittsburgh Steelers to sign Aaron Rodgers, that is literally so against everything that they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And how they go about their business. And so if a former Pittsburgh Steeler comes out and says something about it, it's basically because of how he has lived in that Pittsburgh building, how Pittsburgh has handled people in that situation, right? And, like, is it worth, like, you've seen Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it even worth the risk?
I just don't know what other options that team has. It feels like they've been setting up themselves up for this.
You can't sell your soul. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the things I admire about how they've done things, if they have done things the same way for a substantial amount of time.
Sure.
With the support of their coaches, management, and whatever. Right? If you bring in Aaron Rodgers and his being there stands against everything that you have built over the last 50 years, right? I can understand why people would have a problem with that. Now, here's the difference. You think Aaron Rodgers is going to be better than last year as he's a year older?
The only thing I'd say is he looked better as the year went on, so I do wonder with time away from the Achilles, it could be, but it's definitely a coin flip. Like, I don't know, because age could be tapping him on the shoulder.
I heard something this morning. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a better fit for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins looked bad last year, man.
He did, but he was also coming off of an Achilles.
He did. He was.
Okay. So if you're gonna say that about Aaron Rodgers, you got to say it about Kirk Cousins.
I met him too, Mr. Bradshaw, and I can tell you he's not a nice man.
You ain't answer my question.
I still think I'd take Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would. If I'm doing a one-off.
Kirk Cousins doesn't come with the antics.
He has his own antics, you know?
Like what?
Loves to be on quarterback, you know? Seems like a bit of a diva over these last couple of years with the whole Michael Penix thing.
When you pay somebody $100-plus million for 3 years and guarantee most of it, and then that guy loses his job, yeah.
Yeah, but he was apparently pissed that they even drafted a guy, and I'm like, you haven't even been in the organization, buddy. Like, what are you—
Right, you haven't played yet.
You know, what are you getting all frosty about? What have you proven to the—
I would literally say— that if it were a poll question, 80% would say Kirk Cousins.
80% for 1 year?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because it's possible you can get Kirk Cousins for more than 1 year.
I think it'd be—
He has four years?
I think you'd get majority. I don't think you'd get like an overwhelming majority.
I can't imagine if you're a Steelers fan, what you have gone through the last 30-plus years and how that team and that organization have done things.
Frogboy, you're an NFL insider. Who do you feel like you would take for 1 year?
I am an NFL insider. If I had to give my opinion, I do think towards the end of the year, Aaron Rodgers was figuring it out. But he is always 1 week away from, like, I gotta go to a temple in the Amazon. And for that reason, although Kirk Cousins, and like you said, you know, he's a little bit further removed from the Achilles injury that he was suffering the season before. And I saw him on that quarterback show, and he's just more likable, dude. He's just a likable guy. So for the 1 year, I'd take Kirk.
Better than that phony Joe Boudreau.
Oh, God, the international fraud.
You see, he bullied the schedule people to come out.
Telling you, he's international like, fraud.
Oh, we're sorry, Joe Boudreau. We put you in Baltimore too much. Like, he has him poor schedule makers cowering to Joe Boudreau.
Whiny, dude.
Baby. Take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.